This is Taking Stock with Pim Fox and Courtney Donahoe on Bloomberg.
All right, let's find out what Kathy Boyle of Chapin Hill Advisors thinks about this market. Kathy, it's a pleasure to have you here in the studio. Thanks for joining us.
Great to be here.
The market climbs a wall of worry. Does it ever fall down?
It does occasionally, as witnessed from 07-09 and, you know, some of the steep drops last year. I mean, people seem to forget we have an ADD nation, and people seem to forget that last year from April to October, we fell 20% on NASDAQ, close to that on S&P, and about 17% on the Dow.
But I know that you've been bearish on stocks for quite a while, and the S&P 500 is up 11.5% so far this year, and the NASDAQ is up nearly 16%. And the Dow up nearly 8%. What do you do in a rising market like that when you're bearish? You change your view?
We're not 100% bearish. We just hedge the risk. When we get to this point in the cycle, we think we're at the very end of the peaky cycle. So we think the risk is greater than the reward. So we will be partially long, and we will begin to add hedges into the portfolio. So we still own stocks, and we own ETFs primarily, and we look
for— What kind of stocks?
Well, we tend to own ETFs, so we're
right, but I'm just
broader.
Curious, like, is it consumer discretionary? Is it housing, financial?
We have owned the financials. We own the technology. We own the financials, XLF, XLK. Right now, we own GDXJ, which is the gold miners. We bought it after it fell from the skies. It was in the high 40s, came down to 17. We bought it in the high teens. That's a partial position. We own Vanguard Total Market Index. We own SPLV.
Why the gold miners?
We like fallen angels. We like things that have already come down. We think the downside risk is somewhat minimal, and the upside return should be decent.
I'm going to be adding those picks to the Bloomberg Radio Plus app. It's free. You download it today. Look in the chart section to see how the performance is. What technical levels, though, are you watching? You said before that about the hedges, that you were going to add in some hedges. So what are the levels you're looking at?
Well, right now, the way they took this market down and then tried to bounce it back up, the bulls and the bears are fighting in here. And people are pretty evenly divided when we read our technical and our strategists. So we think that there's a good chance that the S&P probably bounces up to 1422. That's on the futures. It'd be a little higher on the cash. But we think if it breaks this 1392 level, which it came down to today, then we could be looking at 1360, could look at 1300 as a potential next stop.
Kathy Boyle, what are people doing if they own bonds? Should they sell them and take some capital gains?
Absolutely. We are actually short the bond market. We own
TBF. You're short TBF. You're short the bond market. You think that rates are going higher?
I do. I do.
Are you betting against Ben Bernanke?
I'm betting against Uncle Ben and company. Actually, he doesn't even have to raise rates for rates to go up. You know, you can have inflation in the environment. You can have people just starting to exit. Remember, the individual investor has fled the equity market and piled into the bond market, and they don't realize how much risk they've taken on in their search for yield. They've gone lower in credit quality. They've gone longer in duration, and there's a lot of risk. And remember, when you lose money in bonds, you can only make money by rates going the opposite way. So if rates start to rise and you lose money, you have no chance of recouping your capital. It's not like equities where they come out with a new earnings or a new product or something, different CEO. It's very different.
Good point.
You don't see any pockets of strength at all?
In the bond market? We stay very short duration, and we stay high credit quality right now.
You mentioned people may be selling those bonds. So then what do you do with the money? Because, you know, they say, all right, I got my capital gains. Now I've got to figure out a way to replace the income. And, you know, we've certainly had many guests coming on the program talking about, invest in high quality dividend paying stocks, or indeed stocks whose dividend is actually growing.
Right.
Fair point?
Absolutely. And, you know, you have the growth in the value guys. The value guys will tell you the dividends have actually increased more on the value side. But my problem with that, Pim, is it's a crowded trade. Whenever it looks too easy and everybody's talking about it, you've got to run the other way. Remember, Wall Street's the only sale everybody runs from. When the market goes down, they all run. I think if this fiscal cliff is not addressed, rates on taxes on dividends will go up. And there goes some of the potential for the stocks to maintain. So you can't just go Verizon has a wonderful dividend, J&J. They're all great companies, but it's too crowded to trade for me right now.
All right, so where do you go for to get the income?
Well, there's lots of places. The gold miners actually does pay a dividend. Not that I'm recommending that, but you can find pockets. You can go to we use Lord Abbott as a money manager. They have some great credit portfolios. They have a decent yield. We also own a Legg Mason Muni bond fund that's also
muni
very
bonds.
Good.
Talk a little bit about that, because the yield on muni bonds is higher than it is on U.S. Treasuries. And that is a historical anomaly.
Exactly. And remember, the risk is fairly high in munis, which we normally buy individual issues for our clients. clients, we've actually gone towards professional management because I am worried about the credit risk. Everybody laughed at Meredith Whitney, you know, and a lot of her detractors actually had munis to sell, so you have to take that with a grain of salt. But look what's happening. You know, three counties in California, you know, and the problems we have in Allentown, Pennsylvania, Scranton, Pennsylvania, they're bringing all their city workers down to minimum wage. These are some real issues. Underfunded pensions, rising health care costs.
I want to thank you very much for joining us. Kathy Boyle, always great to have you with us. President Chapin Hill Advisors. She's not bearish. She's just hedging her bets, and she knows that things don't always work out the way you think they are. Thank you very much.
You can listen to Taking Stock weekday afternoons at 3 Eastern on Bloomberg 1130 in New York or on Sirius and XM Satellite Radio Channel 113. Copyright 2012 Bloomberg LP.